Sunday after the Epiphany, and also the Feast of the Holy Family is taken from St. Paul's Epistle to the Colossians. Brethren, put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, a heart of mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, patience. Bear with one another and forgive one another. If anyone has a grievance against any other, even as the Lord has forgiven you, so also do you forgive. But above all these things, have charity, which is the bond of perfection. And may the peace of Christ reign in your hearts. Unto that peace indeed, you were called in one body. Show yourselves thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you abundantly. In all wisdom, teach and admonish one another by psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing in your hearts to God by his grace. Whatever you do, in word or in work, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give thanks to God the Father through him. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. Luke. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. When Jesus was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. And after they had fulfilled the days when they were returning, the boy Jesus remained in Jerusalem, and his parents did not know it. But thinking that he was in the caravan, they had come a day's journey before it occurred to them to look for him among their relatives and acquaintances. And not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem in search of him. And it came to pass after 3 days that they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who were listening to him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when they saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why hast thou done so to us? Behold, in sorrow thy father and I have been seeking thee." And he said to them, "How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" And they did not understand the word that he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. And his mother kept all these things carefully in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and grace before God and men. Thus, for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, this morning I certainly will keep my remarks very brief because of the added length to Mass. But I do wish to bring to your attention something that I forgot to mention a moment ago, that today is the octave day of the Epiphany, and therefore it is the day that is normally observed as the feast of the commemoration of the feast of the baptism of our Blessed Lord. Next Sunday is Septuagesima Sunday already. And in today's bulletin, my dear people, we have included the readings that we recommend and suggest to be read each day during the Septuagesima season, and preferably, if it's at all possible, to do it at the table when all the children and everyone, when the entire family is present and sitting there, and that these readings should be performed by either the father or the mother, not the children, the father and the mother, and they should be done as seriously as is possible for all concerned. So we recommend these readings each day. You will notice also that we have a little warning signal in today's in these bulletins, that any of you who may have candles that you wish to have blessed on the Feast of the Purification of Our Blessed Mother on February the 2nd, please bring them and just place them wherever. And be sure, though, that that each package of candles is properly identified so that after the blessing, you can easily pick up your own candles and take them with you home to be used later on in the year. And while I'm on the subject of candles, you will notice that in the Relics Chapel over here to your right, there are two candles that burn perpetually. One of these candles is, of course, in honor of the relics. There should be a candle burning always in the presence of relics exposed. Because after all, the relics are very, very sacred and very holy. The parts of the bodies of the saints that have gone on ahead of us in the path of life. So one of these candles is in honor of the saints. The second candle is what we call the storm candle. All of us here, or anywhere else for that matter today, but all of us here are very much aware of weather. And we are very much concerned about storm. And as a matter of fact, I think everybody here present this morning was alerted just two or three nights ago, of bad weather. That candle burns continuously in our behalf, your behalf. It has been burning for years. And to the best of my recollection, I do not recall a single incident that has ever happened to any of our people since that candle was burning, or happened by way of storm. We include accident as well. It is our protection, constantly burning, asking Almighty God for protection for all of us. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, amen. In brief, I mentioned earlier that today is the feast of the Most Holy Family. Sometimes there are maybe some who might think, might appraise the thoughts that come from here as being maybe just a little bit negative, and that we might spend more time in telling us about the bad parts that we have to contend with in everyday life, and that we may overlook others. Beginning next week, which is Septuagesima, I must return to somewhat more negative points because it is Lent coming, and we must prepare ourselves for that. But this morning's thought and this morning's instruction in the bulletin, I ask you please to read it. Read it once. Read it twice. Maybe even a third time. I don't mean in common. together with anybody else, with somebody else reading it, go off to yourself, to yourselves. Shut the door. Sit down in total quiet and read it. The Holy Family, when everything else seems negative, when everything else seems in trouble or is in trouble, the Holy Family is the place to run to. Nazareth, how often have we spoken of Nazareth? Nazareth is the place that we have to go. Nazareth is the place that we will find the security and the comfort and the help that we need to carry us through whatever difficulty is approaching us. We have to knock on the door. We have to knock on that door. And only will that door be open to those of us of good will. Remember, the angels appeared only to those whose will was good. If we ever knock on the door of Nazareth, it has to be with the sentiments in our hearts of love, of sorrow for sin, and a petition begging Almighty God's help in concerning whatever matter is disturbing us. When we enter that house, ladies, Blessed Mother has to be your guide. You must put yourself in that very identical spot, not just as something of a fantasy that you're going through, but in the seriousness, you have to step right into that position of a guest in the house together with Mary, talking to her, asking her questions, helping her walk in the house with Mary. Men, fathers, and you look at Joseph. Walk with him. Ask him questions. Talk to him. Ask him to help you. Ask him to help your children. Ask him to protect you. Ask him to tell you what to do. And to the extent that you can put yourselves right there in that house, close your eyes, shut the door, and put everything else out of your heads. We must do that. We want peace of mind. We want serenity. We want calm. We want help. My beloved people, if we want it, that's where we have to go. It's not a terrible trip to take. As a matter of fact, it's a very short trip to take. Just a few steps is all you have to take to reach the door of Nazareth and be together, visit with Joseph and Mary, and watch the little boy playing around on the floor with little wood chips or whatever. Watch the little boy and see what he is doing. That's where, my beloved people, we can find our peace in a world, in a day, where there is no peace, no serenity. That's where we must go. Beloved people, I urge you to do that. Read this reading, not just something to read. I want you from the first letter, the first word, to the last letter of the last word. Forget what you have here and step into the realm of reality. That's all I ask. Into the realm of reality. That's where you will find reality. Not where we've got that which we think is reality today. Please do that. There's still some chalk here that can be taken as blessed for the Epiphany chalk. I see we have some visitors today. You visitors, come take some chalk. Find out from somebody, I don't have it in the bulletin, of course, but find out somebody how you are supposed to handle the chalk. Look at our own doors and see what is over the doors. That blessing represents, brings to mind the three wise men who traveled, and that we bless the doors of our own houses, of our own homes, and ask the three wise men to protect us as we go in and out, out into the world and in into the heaven of your house. That is what, the only thing that we have here has to be the salvation of our immortal souls. And it doesn't take much to do it, if only we love. God bless you, blessed people.